This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hey guys, my name is Monica Rawal. You are watching No Rating Movie Review. Today we are going to talk about Imtiaz Ali's romantic drama Love Aajkal. So first things first. What prompted Imtiaz to tell a decade-old story again with messed-up modern characters who are also frivolous? Or was it just a mindless decision to cash in on the craze that his lead pair Kartik Aaryan and Sara Ali Khan have been generating? Irrespective of the reason, with this reboot of Love Aajkal, Imtiaz has once again taken you into a world of imperfect people and dysfunctional relationships. But he fails to weave it all together. The film opens with an introvert Veer, played by Kartik, meeting a career-driven Zoe, played by Sara. They meet up at a bar, ended up together in bed. But Veer holds back, saying they need to be more serious before making love. Zoe is obviously pissed off. Then comes the twist. Veer turns into a stalker. He lands up at the same co-working space where Zoe works, which is owned by Raghu, played by Randeep Hooda. A little bit about Raghu at this point. Raghu is a small town boy, turned slick Casanova, turned brooding loner. He once gave up everything in pursuit of his love for Leena, played by newcomer Arushi Sharma. Back to the lead pair now. So Zoe wants to start her event management company before committing to a relationship. Veer, meanwhile, is a techie and not much of a planner. His aim in life seems to be picking up and dropping Zoe for her meetings and dates every time her cab fails to show up, which is quite often. After resisting initially, Zoe falls for Veer, and the movie follows their complex relations. Randeep, meanwhile, serves as Zoe's love guru to navigate this relationship. So what works for us? Kartik is way more intriguing as the young Raghu obsessing over a girl. Maybe Imtiaz could have just played on that plot as a standalone story. Secondly, Sara Ali Khan's acting. She fits in Zoe's part effortlessly and looks gorgeous on screen. Though loud at some point, Sara's on-screen chemistry with Kartik is pretty cute. Then there is Randeep. He looks great with that handlebar mustache. His camaraderie with Sara, in fact, makes you wish that there could have been a spark between the two of them. The music is also good, the meaningful lyrics support the narrative. Now for what does not work? Love Aajkal is a complex story told in a rather complex manner, leaving the audience confused. Just like the original, this film cuts between two timelines, but choppy editing doesn't let you remain invested in either of them. The flashback sequences get interrupted way too often to accommodate Veer and Zoe's love story. A boring first half is followed by a seemingly predictable second half. I stifled yawns at many places. The stereotype characters do not fit in the 2020 mold. I mean, which girl in today's time is indecisive about love because she can't balance her career? Imtiaz surely needs to refresh his idea of love and romance. So it's a thumbs down for Love Aajkal. Watch it maybe if you get a free couple ticket or have no better plans over the weekend. Check out the full review on HindustanTimes.com. This is me signing off for now. See you next week.
If you're an independent podcaster, self-funded, self-produced, you know you could use support. So come to the Independent Podcasters Meetup in Delhi, hosted by Sonalogue, on the 17th of February from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is a great opportunity to meet each other, share tips and tricks, learn from each other, and grow your podcast so you can have even more success and reach.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.